You do that every time during the thing, and no one can hear you.
Well, one of these times,
would you like to do it?
Yeah.
Feel better?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good.
When has all this chatting been happening?
Oh, literally while you were on your phone during the beginning of the show.
Well, why didn't you tell me we had people here?
You don't care.
That's everyone.
Yes.
I care. Hey, you see, I got a haircut.
Dude, your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
And I sound quiet.
That's all I wanted.
I was about to turn up my headphones, and then I looked at how loud it is. Look at my knob. You see my knob? I can't go up much more.
Yeah, no.
I'm not committing to a new volume. I'm going to stick where I'm at.
No,
it's going to be okay.
You should stick there if you ever want to.
Well, I think what it is that I think I need to scoot up and put my lips right on the thing. Just do the show.
Cunnilingus, the microphone.
Right? Just, yeah. No, let's get rid of this.
Ah, I don't like it.
You don't want that?
No.
You don't want that noise?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Why?
What?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? Your hair looks good. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm just fishing for compliments.
Ballin says your hairline is crooked, so how'd that work out for you?
How can you even tell, Ballin?
I'm sure he can, all right?
I'm angled.
You know, well, what it is, he sold his truck. He doesn't need us anymore. So now he can lash out.
You could go suck it.
Yeah, you got him, dude. way to roast him.
Burn! Just light your ass on fire.
You sure
get
showed
an urn
because
you are burned.
You sure showed him. Oh God, Ballin! If you need hospital, remember I don't know what the 911 in Canada is, but it's probably like
it's
911
a boot.
A boot.
About
Zed.
A boot. The nine.
Do they say? Do they say zero in Canada, or do they say like Zedro?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right.
Yeah, you feel that burn.
Hey, dude, how you guys
feel it in your loins?
We're the Seth and Colby Show.
Hey.
I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
We're here. We're doing another episode. It's number 169.
There's something gross in my e-cig.
This is the most unprofessional opening we've ever had
yellow,
right here, dude.
Man. What?
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, my God, it's like a bee's booger in there, dude. What is that? Go wash that out. Oh, that's even worse. Go to the sink, you Neanderthal. Oh.
I got it, man.
And it's over there now. It's in my home.
Yeah, it's on your snake.
Oh, my God. That is what is wrong with you? That's horrific.
You're welcome.
No, I didn't say thank you.
It's from my nose, probably.
That is.
Stick it in here.
I feel like that was more ear-colored.
Yeah, I do put it in my ear sometimes.
Okay, well, maybe don't. Well, vape's very loud tonight.
It's always loud, man.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But
hey, you want to hear my car update?
Dude, I can't wait!
Yeah?
Yeah!
I found one.
Okay.
With cooled seats.
All right.
It's my only selling point.
Okay. What is it?
Hyundai Tucson.
Okay. So
22,000?
Okay. Why aren't you driving it now, then?
Because it just got in.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to buy it.
Okay.
I hope.
All right. This is a lot of question marks at the end of these statements.
But it would have probably taken longer than I could afford tonight to do it.
Okay, all right, okay.
I was about to text you and be like, I'm canceling the show.
For a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very important. This is an important car.
I mean,
it's a very unique car.
Like, no one's going to, like, steal it tonight, are they?
You have no idea.
Well, did you call them and tell them you want it?
I did.
Well, then no one's going to steal it.
But no, they can't hold it.
Yes, they can.
Mm-mm.
If you say, hold it.
Mm-mm.
They can hold it. They choose not to.
According to this guy, yeah, he's like, we're not supposed to.
That's what they all say.
But I'll put it in the back.
Okay. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow after work.
Okay. All right.
I should have a new, maybe possibly, hopefully a new car.
All right. So Sunday when you roll up, car tour.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and we're going to sit in your car and we're going to test the ventilated seats. Okay. What's the temperature supposed to be Sunday, by the way? Do you know? Hey, Google, what's the temperature supposed to be Sunday?
I forgot you had that.
63. It's going to be beautiful out. Hey, shut up! 63 is going to be nice. We don't need...
Did she actually hear you? Or was she done?
No, she was done. Not but right. I still like yelling at her. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, here in Wichita, 2 days ago it was almost 90 degrees, and today we're in a freeze warning.
You bought a Hyundai? No.
So that's great.
Hyundai.
A Hyundai. Anyway, I want to say hi to Taco Truck and Basement Brain, by the way. Hi. Hi, all of you.
What
hi.
Up?
It's good to see you. So, Sunday, new car what tour. Going to test out the ventilated seats.
I mean.
But really, we're going to have to test it out in, like, June.
Yeah.
Like, that's when we're really going to know
you
if
know
it's working.
You know what sold me on it?
What's that?
I YouTubed it.
Okay.
To see if it was. It
all right. Joe
worked.
Rogan in there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There was a British person.
Okay.
Who was reviewing his Kia.
Okay.
Seats. And okay. He said, it's really nice.
And he was British.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Trustworthy there.
Trust him.
Trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but was it 90 yesterday?
It was 80.
Because it was 80 here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now it felt like 27 this morning.
It was 34 this morning.
But it felt like 27.
Yeah.
From 80 to 27.
Dude, we're in the shit.
In 12
we're
hours.
In the dumpster fire part of the United
it's
States.
It's the worst. Like, I'm not complaining about 60. 60's not 80.
The mountains can literally just shit.
You would have to be at
us.
Negative temperatures. To match our temperature swing.
It was 50 here all week. What?
Also, we have 60 mile an hour winds today. My toupee almost flew off.
I was sitting still.
I mean,
still.
My real hair was really messy.
I was sitting still in my car and it was
yeah, it's a rockin', you know?
It was a rockin', don't come knocking.
No, it's like this every year in Kansas. It's stupid. Like, every year it happens, every year
it's
I'm mad.
It's always April, too.
I refuse to put on jeans now.
Yeah.
I have started in
it
my...
It snowed last year in April.
I'm not gonna let Mother Nature bully me.
I'm gonna dodge that dodgeballing.
Should have bought a Dodge Pass. All American cars suck.
Yeah.
Name one
my
good
car,
American car.
My future, probably, hopefully, car
yeah.
is one of the most reliable crossover SUVs you can get.
A Hyundai Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Just moved to the better Kansas, Arkansas. I think J-Bar would have something to say about that. Yeah.
Don't live in Arkansas.
No. Pass on that, too. Just not live anywhere in this corridor.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's all bad.
I can't name one good place.
Texas is probably okay.
Texas is probably the only one.
But only parts of it. It's just so big that there are parts of it. Mm-hmm. Did the salesman tell you that? No. Ballin, don't spread fake news.
It's
okay?
On the internet, bro.
Yeah. Like, it's well known that
lie.
Asian countries make the best vehicles. It's well known.
Yeah, I want a car that can go up into the 200,000 mile range and be fine.
I'm fairly certain that you could buy a Honda Civic that's missing half its engine. Like, you could just take a saw, put it right in half, and I bet that thing will still run.
Yeah.
I bet it would.
It only needs half, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah.
A Dodge, you actually need two engines. The backup to run when the main one doesn't work. Why are you bringing gnats in here, man?
I got it. Looking there.
Dude, I'm so... You're a ninja, dude.
I am.
Friggin' ninja. You're a ninja. Just flicking dead gnat carcasses and ear boogers into my stuff over there. It's,
yeah, man.
It's
it will bring more into that area.
My 88 Civic hatchback was the best car I ever owned. See?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably still driving it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my guess. You know, he is ninja. Where's that money? Well, his channel's dying, so...
Which who?
Ninja.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he stopped playing Fortnite. People stopped watching him. It's kind of it's sad. I feel like I don't feel bad for the man because, like, he's still okay. You know, he's gonna be
he's
fine.
He's the most cringiest person.
But like, it's rough to like feel guilty for playing something you like. You know, it's probably tough for that. Yeah. You know? Well, like,
does he still like it?
Fortnite? I mean, no, I don't really think so. That's what I mean. Like, he stopped. Playing it yeah. because he was tired of it, but then people stopped watching him.
Well, isn't also Fortnite dying?
Well, yeah, kinda. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Because, like, it's still good on YouTube. Like, YouTube's, like, 3 months behind Twitch. In, like, the zeitgeist, and I feel like the kids watch all the YouTubes. So I feel like Fortnite's kinda dead on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not dead yet, because all the kids are still playing it. Mm-hmm. But in a couple months... When YouTube catches up to it being dead, the kids will then call it dead. and then it'll be dead. But I don't have any idea how that works. It's always been dead to me. So
Ballin, I'm going to attribute this to your Canadian accent, but I am saying Hyundai. It's not a Honda. I love you.
Taco, do you drive a Subaru?
But damn.
If he drives a Subaru.
You're a Nazi sympathizer.
What? Okay, that was not where I was going with that.
Aren't those Nazi cars?
No, those are Volkswagens.
I think they're both.
Subarus are Australian, aren't they? No, Subaru's a Japanese name.
Subaru! Yeah, it's
cool. Right? Yeah. I think they're trying, like, every person who lives up in the Atlantic Northeast. Is that a thing? Like, there's a Pacific Northwest. Can you live in the Atlantic Northeast?
No.
I don't think you can, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, okay. Like, it's just a stereotype. They all drive Subarus, you know? Well, that's all I'm saying. Oh, I'm from Appalachia. I drive a Subaru, you know?
Subarus are not.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you ever seen a black man drive a Subaru?
I have not seen anyone under 80 drive a Subaru.
But all the old people are white.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Or Asian.
Really?
Or Japanese.
Hmm. Look. Taco's got a Hyundai Elantra, a Mitsubishi Eclipse, and a Ford F-250!
I was really expecting
those are good
the
cars right
tea
there
to come out and
what
I was about
acid
to get sprayed.
I'm gonna need a photo of him driving it, okay? Just for proof, okay? I'm gonna need it. Is Loyal flexing her more powerful Ford?
Yeah, she is
about plowing.
Yeah, man, I plow with my F-350.
Well, I have an F-450 for plowing.
That's my name for my dick.
Thank you, Acid. I would love to see that. Tell him it's not racist. I just don't believe it exists, okay? You know? It's like me listening to Little Nas Pump X, which I did this week. I didn't know he existed.
Who? Nas?
Little Nas X. You not seen him? He did a song with Billy Ray Cyrus, man. Keep up, dude. Keep up.
I prefer not to.
Ballin Hobo lives in the Great White North, and he has a Dodge Charger.
Those are good.
Not for snow.
They have cooled seats.
I've seen what he does for a living.
Yeah, he really doesn't need cooled seats.
I feel like his Dodge Charger is not appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you have a company car, Ballin? Maybe that's what it is, you know?
I don't know, man.
What are Canadian cars? Moose. I think that's what you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even their police officer ride on moose. The Royal Moose Police.
Save a moose, ride a Mountie.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Just don't go out in winter, Forehead. All right, I get to go out one day in July. Canada. I don't know how Canada is. I just assume it's always cold.
I don't know how it works, right?
You know? Yeah. Well, Drake's always wearing a jacket. Always. You know, Justin Bieber, always wearing a jacket or fully nude. I feel like the fully
Nickelback.
Nude type. Nickelback.
They ice any situation.
They really, yeah. Freeze your love life. Do we name any other Canadians?
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, but...
Theory of a Dead Man?
Mm-hmm.
They're from the same part as Nickelback. They're basically Nickelback.
What's Theory? Is that a band?
Yeah. Never heard Theory of a Dead Man?
I've heard of them, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've heard that
Jim
phrase.
Jim Carrey is, that is true.
Jim Carrey's Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nathan Fillion? He's Canadian?
Really?
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
Famous Canadian.
Fuck, why do the Canadians come here?
Dude, why wouldn't you come here? It's America's the best friggin' place on the planet.
You sure?
No. They should stay in Canada, but Hollywood's here, and most people that we just named are actors or musicians, and all of those things tend to be centered in Hollywood.
Menace, I would shut up.
He thinks Trey should...
I'm never gonna not hear Nickelback when I hear
that fucking
song. I forgot
that happened, Menace. Oh my god.
Never gonna forget.
His vape's really loud this week, Acid, so I'm sorry. 11 V6. It is 3.6. It's really good on fuel. I had the 5.7 in my truck, but the main reason we sold it was because of how terrible it was on fuel. I don't know anything he just said.
You want to hear more car woes from me?
How do you have car woes? You found a new car. Everything's good.
I did after I lost a car that I found.
Oh, did you already lose one?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Hyundai Tucson?
It was a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Okay, what is the difference between the Tucson and the Santa Fe?
They're the exact same thing.
They can't be the exact same thing.
They're the exact same car.
Did they stop making one and replace it?
I'm kidding. The Santa Fe's bigger.
Why would you do this to me, man?
Santa Fe's bigger. It's got worse gas mileage.
Okay.
I found one. It had the cool seats. It was a better price. It was a newer year. I think it had less miles.
Okay, so it was way more expensive.
No.
It's a bigger car, less miles, newer year. How is it not more expensive?
Yeah, it was cheaper. I want to say this Tucson is a four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Or it's turbocharged. Okay. I know it's turbocharged.
What's turbocharged mean?
It means gonna go fast.
You don't know what it means either.
It's gonna go real fast.
You don't know what it means.
It's got a turbo in it.
You don't know what it means. Just admit you don't know what it means.
It's a metal part that goes into the car. And it makes things go turbo.
Yeah, why you gotta try to flex, man?
I'm
just
not
say, I want ventilated seats. That's all I care about.
If it was ventilated seats. The headlights will move in the direction you turn the wheel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can sneak up on you from your blind spot while you're parking.
Where have you ever seen that? I haven't seen that.
Why would you ever need that?
To see around corners. I got CarPlay, Apple CarPlay in it. I got blind spot detection.
All right.
I got lane departure warnings.
Okay. Those things are cool.
Got a big old touch screen. It's the end of list.
I mean, those are good things, man.
No, it's a nice car.
I have a tape deck in my car, man. I'm going to be impressed.
I'm not going to be impressed because I don't care.
But
I did test drive one already, but I'm going to test drive this one tomorrow and see if it's right.
Okay. All right, man.
But yeah, I lost one. I went
to
CarMax.
Right, loyal.
Went to CarMax. Literally thought I put a hold on it.
I thought CarMax was the place you hated.
No, listen. Yeah.
Here's
fucking why. Let me tell you this tale of woes. I tried to put a hold on the car. You could put a free hold for 7 days on the car. They're not allowed to sell it if there's a hold on the car.
Okay.
I tried to put that on Monday.
Okay.
Their site just gives me an error message. It says, your form was not submitted. Okay?
Okay.
That's all the error message said. It signed me up for goddamn CarMax.com, but it didn't give me a goddamn confirmation on the stupid thing. Anywho. So I'm thinking it went through since emails.
Dude. Right.
But so I show up Tuesday to test drive this fucking car.
The next day.
Mm-hmm.
The next day.
Turns out somebody who had the hold already on the car already had it held.
So that's what the error message was.
Yeah.
They just didn't have an error message.
They didn't have an error message saying, sorry, this car is currently already held. They said your form was not submitted. The guy there was like, oh, yeah, you should have called after you submitted the form to see. And
oh, should I have? Maybe your website should work! Dude, that drives me insane.
And yeah.
It's your fault!
So it had been held for 7 days when we got there.
Okay.
The person who held it came in that day. Probably 4 hours before I did.
What a damn
car.
I immediately hate that person. Because I just imagine them waking up in their perfect suburban home and leaning over to their supermodel wife and being like, God, today's the day I gotta go get my new car.
Because
they only hold it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
How am I gonna have time to do that and have an affair with my secretary?
Yeah, man.
You know, that's what I imagine. All right, chat has asked you about 800 questions. You want to answer those?
Mm-hmm.
Lane departure warning. Like it beeps when you go over the line? Okay. Does your car show you your car from a bird's eye view?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have room for your drums?
Yes.
Okay. Why not go put 500 down or whatever it is they require if you're serious about the car?
Because I'm trusting the guy that I've been talking to from the dealership. He's called me 6 times.
Okay.
About 2 times were necessary.
You should have just sent him the last 2 Sunday episodes and been like, this is how serious I am about this car. Just hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. Don't get to the part where Seth gets drunk and is slightly racist about people with Subarus. But the parts before that where I talk about ventilated seats and try to buy a Tesla and I get depressed, those parts tell you how serious I am. That's what you should have done.
Nah, if it's not there by the time I get off work tomorrow.
Right.
Because I've told him. He's known for 2 days, three.
Right.
2-3 days that I'm coming in to see this fucking car. If it's not there.
No one's going to buy it. You'll
by
be fine.
By the time.
You'll be fine, man.
I will burn that place to the ground.
No one's going to take it. It'll be fine. Is it the place you got your current car?
No.
Oh. Oh, man.
Fuck them.
Really? I thought you liked them.
No, they were shit.
Oh. Okay. All right, is it an east side or west side place?
West side.
Okay, man, that's the place. That's where you go, dude. We don't like those east siders, right, basement? Stay away from them.
Yeah, man, CarMax, fuck them.
Yeah, well, that's way east.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically in Missouri.
Yeah.
That's so far away.
We went after work, so we get there before rush hour, and then by the time we left, because they were like, well, we could try and find one at our other CarMax dealers, but there's a $700 delivery fee to get it to come to this one.
Yeah, just tack that on your loan, man.
I was like, ha, yeah, no. If I'm going to do that, I'll find it somewhere else.
Tell them you will buy the car for what they are asking, but you want an extra set of tires. If they don't go for it, whatever. If they do, you just saved yourself $600 to $800 for when you need new tires.
Bon, I love your...
Colby ain't going to do any of that.
I ain't going to do anything.
He's going to go in there, and he's going to say, how much car? And they're going to say $20K, and he's going to be like, all right. And then his mother's going to walk in with the chick. Hey, speaking of your mother.
Not wrong.
I don't know. This is delicate, okay? Because your mother has supported us monetarily many times, mm-hmm. okay? Not just this show, but like the entirety of the podcast stuff, okay? She is no longer tier two subbed. Do you think that she knows, or do you think, and she has purposely canceled? Or do you think that she doesn't know? Because it expired like a credit card or something that doesn't work, you know?
I'm pretty sure it stopped whenever she had the spam from the Twitch.
Okay, well, it's embarrassing.
How?
Well, because I need her sub to make me feel good.
I think
good.
It's more embarrassing that Pinella still says unofficial.
It is. It is. But here's how many subs we have, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Gonna have two more. That's all I'm saying. All right, or... Tier 3, you know?
Or I can finally use my Amazon subscription.
You could do that, too. That would help. But why not both? That's all I gotta say.
So, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Can I run it through my current Twitch account, or do I need to create a new one?
For what?
Can I, like, because I'm just, sub to you.
Yeah, but not a, you're, that's a real sub.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how do I do the subby thingy?
Well, you have to connect your Twitch account to your Amazon account.
How do I do that?
You probably go to prime.twitch.com.
Shouldn't you know how to do that?
No! I don't need to know how to do that! I expect the people to work! Get to work!
I don't think I can do
it. I ain't got time to help you hold hands. I'm too busy over here entertaining! Okay? That ain't free!
Mm-hmm.
Sub!
What do you call it?
Twitch Prime!
Twitch Prime?
Go to prime.twitch.com or twitch.tv/prime.
I can't.
Okay, go to twitch.tv/prime.
This is great. This is great content.
It is great, okay? All right.
Try?
No, you don't want to try it. Log in. And you got to type your username and your password. Say it out loud.
Come on, I don't know that. I've just been constantly signed into Twitch forever. I don't know it. What even is my username?
Oh, Newman yeah. Drums!
That's right.
It's on the screen!
I can't type. Alright, let's guess it.
What even is my username? It's like my grandma is trying to get on Twitch. Hey, my username, sonny! Here it comes, in case you need to reference it.
Okay, I don't remember my password.
I know what it is. I can type it. Seth is God.
That's not
But the
it.
G is capitalized. I just noticed we have the top cheer of 6ix9ine. The episode also has 6ix9ine. That's true. It's true. It's nice, isn't it? It's nice. Ballin is still telling you about cars. He says, Did you just spike your phone on the ground like a football?
Can't do it. Didn't work. I'll never do it. If it's not on the show, I won't do it.
Okay. Then don't spike your phone. What'd she say? What'd she say?
That's what I did on Amazon Prime. Does it not show up?
If she subbed with Amazon Prime, you have to do it every 30 days. It doesn't. Amazon Prime, your free sub does not auto renew.
That's fucking.
You have to manually go and sub with Twitch Prime every month in order for it to count.
Where's this whole Twitch thing at?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. So what's been going on with you, man? I can't figure out my damn password.
Hey, there's one.
Just gets me. Rock hard!
Meninus. Meninus. That's his new name. Just subscribed. Tier 1. For 10
son
whole month-a-roos. All right? It's because of the shake. I know it is. You're still trying, aren't you? How many passwords could it be?
Dude.
You only have like 2 passwords.
50. Bridges. Select bridges. I don't know.
Thank you, Menace, for your resub, man. I appreciate that. Enjoy spamming
something
those hogs.
Something went wrong. Storefronts? I don't know.
Are you a robot?
Something went wrong, man. It's not allowing me to do it.
Sure, here, let's do it over here, man. I will log out of my computer. Okay?
I still have dig.com.
I mean, Dig has some good stories. I check there occasionally for prep.
Oh. So it sent me an email, just said something was wrong. I have a reset password link right here.
Oh, so you had to reset your password?
God, Jesus. Oh, my fucking shit asshole.
It shouldn't be this hard, man.
Dude, I know.
This is all on you for just not remembering your password. You know that, right?
I know. It's been forever since I've done this.
Again, why do you have so many different passwords? You should just only have one or two passwords. It shouldn't be a problem.
I shared one with an ex, and then...
Oh.
And had to change everything.
Oh, and...
Shut up, Twitch! I just reset it, you... Go!
What did it tell you now? What did it say to you now?
I reset the password.
Okay.
I clicked submit. It took me to the Twitch app. I tried to re-log in, and then it said, oh, that's the wrong password.
Okay. Let's do it over here, man.
Hurry up.
All right. Well, my browser has to boot up. It takes it a second. Okay? Cut it some slack, man. It's trying its best. It's 6 years old. 7 years old. 7 years old.
Oh, and now I have to reset my stream key, man, because I stream so often.
That is literally a button press. Okay, that's not a big deal.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
Maybe I typed it in wrong. Nope, that's the wrong one.
This is so ridiculous. Oh, my God, dude.
There.
I'm so proud of you, dude.
All right. So, what was it? Prime? Twitch.tv/Prime?
Yes.
Good Christ. All this work for $2.50. Not even that. $1.25, because you take it.
It's true. It's true. But we do make more from a Twitch Prime sub than we do from a regular sub.
Oh, do you?
We do.
What did I just click?
I don't know what you're doing.
What just happened?
We're going to go.
Get up to 12 months of Nintendo Switch Online with Twitch Prime.
I'm using
Twitch
that.
Prime.
It's great.
I'm logged in. Try Twitch Prime. Where's the United States? There it is. It's 30-day free trial, then $12.99. What?
Just hold up. Just hit. Log into your Amazon.
Uh-huh.
You already have Twitch Prime, right?
Uh-huh.
Or you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Okay, hit sign in. It should just say you already have Twitch Prime.
Link, confirm.
Okay.
You got it, boss. Let's do this.
You got it?
You have leveled up
okay.
with Twitch Prime.
Okay, now nice, go to right? twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
So do you think it just updated? So I can go here?
You can go there, and then type subscribe into chat and click the link. Okay? Exclamation point, sub. All right, hit send.
Not what?
Oh my god, dude. Just there. Okay, now click that link. Okay?
All
right.
This is all a terrible ploy to just waste time on the show.
I regret everything. This is not worth it.
No, it isn't. That's what I've been saying.
Okay, now can you sub for free with Twitch Prime?
No. I can't.
Can I just have your phone? Can I just do this?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me... Just...
How about more methods? Maybe there's a more methods. Are they just talking about random stuff while I'm trying to figure this out?
Well, they're being respectful of your dumbness, but I think it's wearing off. I think that's what's happening. Okay.
They're having a conversation. You have to go do it through the desktop or web browser for the free sub. So you can't do it on the phone? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're fucking saying to me right now? I've been wasting all this damn time. What topics you got here, man?
No, no topics yet! Get your hand up! Hand off! I want to talk about things!
Why? I want to talk about things!
We're going to get you to sub.
I want to talk about the things, though.
We're going to get there later. All right, we got all day. Hey, you looking at Puffnip on your iPad, man?
What?
That's right, you know it. Okay, you can't prime sub. Never mind, it's gone. I give up.
Oh, I am. I used it to try and find your face, but then I couldn't because it was way too low quality.
All right, let's talk about... Here, make it up there, but I'll shake it some more for you. There, I shook it for him. Okay, make it up for you wasting their time. We lost half our audience.
Why'd you shake it? Actually, I think we gained more.
No, we definitely didn't. No, Colby, have you ever seen a meatball sub? Have you ever eaten a meatball sub?
I've never eaten one.
Have you ever seen The Shawshank Redemption?
I have.
Seen okay, that. There you go. All right. We're not going to spoil us because Ball and Hobo said it was very upsetting, but he said to me that you noticed in the trailer that the lady was off key. Remember in the trailer for Us? You said when they were singing, they weren't even on beat to the song and really bothered you? Okay, it doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't matter. Let's talk about topics. Menace, we tried.
What?
We tried. Okay. Do you care at all about this new Star Wars video game coming out? Sorry, Menace. Whatever. Sorry. Ballin wouldn't let us talk about it. Menace wanted to. What do you think, man?
I'm so fucking confused now.
This is a Star Wars video game.
No, about the chat.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Do you care?
No.
You don't?
No.
It's about a Padawan who escaped
Anakin with his
after the events of Episode 3. It takes place shortly after Revenge of the Sith or whatever the name of that movie is. You don't care?
You nailed it right on the head. That's the name of the movie. You got it. You didn't need to say whatever the hell that is. You named it. Like, exactly.
I can't tell if you're mocking me or if that's actually what the name is.
That's really the name.
Why are you saying it that way?
It's really the name. And you're really dumb for not thinking that you know what the name of the movie is.
It is Revenge of the Sith,
it
right?
It is. You nailed it on the head! That's what I've been saying!
Okay. I still feel like you maybe... You don't care at all about the game?
No.
A new Star Wars video game?
I don't
game?
Play video games.
But it's Star Wars, man!
I could give a shit less. You give me Avengers, you give me Game of Thrones, I'm dead.
What, you gonna die in May?
Yes.
It's over?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's gonna be awesome. I'm
no,
looking
I don't,
forward to
really,
it.
Really? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, man, it's made by Respawn.
I don't give a shit.
I'm like, oh, I played
Respawn.
Okay, so the people who made Call of Duties, the old ones, the ones you like, okay? They got fired from Activision.
I thought it was Treyarch.
Well, what? Infinity Ward.
Okay.
Okay? They got fired from Activision.
Is Treyarch the bad ones then?
Yes. Infinity Ward's the OG.
Gotcha.
They made Modern Warfare 4, I think, and then they got fired from Activision, breached contract. They went and they formed Respawn.
Okay.
Okay, and Respawn made Titanfall, which was multiplayer only, really fun, badly received because it was multiplayer only.
You gave me shit for wanting to play that on the Colby and Bash show.
I don't remember that.
You did.
How do you remember that but not what you said about us?
I remember because I remember every time you make fun of me. It hurts me.
That can't be
it
true.
It hurts me to my core. It really does.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Titanfall 2 came out.
Uh-huh.
Had a full campaign.
Okay.
All right? And multiplayer.
Yep.
Then they made Apex Legends.
Gotcha.
Okay? Apex Legends takes place in the Titanfall universe.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Everything that I've heard about Titanfall 2, because it wasn't a big seller, but it was really well received by critics, and everyone who plays it said it is incredible. So I'm playing it today and tomorrow on streams. My first time playing it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I saw
your notification.
It
I was
is
like, what game you playing?
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome fun, dude. It's awesome fun, dude. It's great. And now they're making this Star Wars game. But.
So they don't like EA anymore?
Well, no. EA owns Star Wars right now. EA has the exclusive Star Wars license, mm-hmm. although rumor is Disney's trying to take it away from mm-hmm. it. But so every Star Wars game is made by EA. Respawn made Titanfall and Titanfall 2 with EA. Like, okay. the same way, like, that's Bungie right. made it with mm-hmm. Activision. Okay, Destiny with Activision. But EA bought Respawn totally, oh. like, a year ago.
Okay.
And so people are really worried.
That's going to be some bullshit.
That they're going to ruin it, like, shit. they ruined it, like they ruined DICE and Battlefront and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's, like, optimistic, because Apex is so good, and it was fully under EA. But then other people, the cynics out there, are like, that's because no one thought Apex was going to be a big deal. Mm. And so EA left him alone because this, the Star Wars game, is what they actually cared about.
Yeah. Like, I mean...
So, I don't know.
Apex could have been a big hit or it could have been a dud as shit.
Right, this, and EA wouldn't have cared either way.
Has to be a big hit. Right. So, yeah, they're probably
This is probably the game.
Grubby fingers all over it.
Right, so... Mm. You know.
Yeah.
What do you think, man?
Don't care. I mean, okay.
That was a cry from help okay. from Colby, and you just glazed over his hurt feelings like nothing. That's because his feelings are meaningless to me. What were you going to say?
This is a good time frame.
For what?
I am very curious about this time frame in
yeah,
the Star Wars
it's pretty
universe.
Much unexplored, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If EA is so bad, why don't people just not work for them? Well, people need money, one. Also, two, people think that they can make a change for good. They think that they can be a force for good in EA, and it turns out they can't be. Mm-hmm. But then they like money, so then they can't leave. Also,
EA
people,
Sports. It's in the game.
People who went and worked for Respawn probably didn't realize that 3 years later they'd be working for EA.
Yeah.
So, money's nice.
Everybody gets bought up, man.
Yeah.
It happens.
Gobble, gobble,
did you hear
dude.
That Disney
gobble,
owns 27% of the film industry now?
That surprises me it's that low, to be honest.
27%.
Surprises me it's that low. Mm. I feel like that's a made-up number that Disney released, when really it's probably like 85.
75.
Yeah, right?
We own three.
Oh, no, 27, huh? That's what I imagined. Speaking of Disney, have you seen this new clip? It just got released today, man. Just got released today.
Probably did.
On April 26th. You know your teams. You know your missions. No mistakes. No do-overs.
Look out for Captain America's in space now, bro.
Dude, they're all in space.
Shit.
He's pretty good at that. Right? Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13. Tickets on sale
now. There was
now.
A scene. There was an actual scene that they released of on Kimmel.
I saw that one. I didn't figure I'd bring
where
it.
They
so.
Were like, "We're gonna go get the stones, man."
Okay,
he's got all the stones. We got to steal the stones.
This is Iron Man at the Battle of New York, right?
No,
you don't think so.
No,
you don't think
that's a new suit.
Yeah, but it's time travel, man.
But it's a new suit.
Okay, we've seen this scene a lot with him walking. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So nothing new in there. Nebula's in the background. I feel like we've also seen this scene before, but Tony wasn't in it. Nebula wasn't in it. Rocket wasn't in it.
Well, no,
Ant-Man wasn't in it.
Look at ScarJo, man. She's got the red hair.
Red hair.
Back, so this is long after the fucking.
That's what I'm telling you, man. I'm prophet. This is like 5 years in the future.
Mm.
I'm telling you, man. I'm a prophet.
So you think it takes Iron Man 5 years to come back?
No, I think Iron Man gives up, and then Scott Lang shows up 5 years later. To him, it's not 5 years, but he came out of the quantum tunnel 5 years later.
Mm.
And he went and told Tony, and now Tony's got a plan. The one thing I can't explain is I feel like if it's been 5 years, Nebula and Rocket would no longer be there. I feel like they would have.
Oh, yeah. Can you
so that kind of
can you skim any forward just a little bit in the same scene, just a little more zoomed out? Okay, look at Fuckface's hair.
Okay, Rhodey looks like he has a fake head on. That does not look like Don Cheadle.
No.
Right there. Okay, it looks a little more Don Cheadle-y right there.
You know you're missing.
There's all of them, man. Who are we missing? Banner?
Thor,
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
They're not there, man. Don't already know all the spoilers. There are no spoilers. It's funny because, like, all the people on Reddit, like, who speculate about spoilers, like, every single one of them are like, every time a new trailer comes out, I feel like I know less about the plot. Like, we feel like we got it all figured out, and then you get scenes like this, where all of them are in space on a ship.
Yeah.
Like, where are they going?
They're going to get the stones. That's
right at the beginning of the movie, right? They're gonna go get Thanos.
Probably, because, I mean, wouldn't that be the ship that Iron Man brings
back?
So
I'm telling you, right here, this is my prophecy, okay? Tony's already retired. He comes back right at the beginning of the movie. Title card. Okay? And then he's like, I'm done. I'm retiring. He leaves, and then they go without Tony to go kick Thanos' butt, and they get whooped each way to Sunday. And Tony doesn't come back and try again until Ant-Man shows up on his doorstep
Captain America
in the future.
Dies, man.
And he realizes that time travel is possible. And so then he figures out time travel to make a copy of all the stones, wear the gauntlet, boom, go.
Who's wearing the gauntlet? You still think Hulk?
I still think Hulk will have to wear it.
I hate Hulk.
I think Hulk will wear it.
I hate Hulk. I hate fucking Mark Ruffalo, man.
You hate Mark Ruffalo?
Yes, he's a big bearded piece of shit.
I don't think Thanos would want to kidnap him. All right, here's Ant-Man flying up into Thanos' butt, right? That scene, crawling right up in there.
That was also on Kimmel.
Him going up the butt?
He brought it up. Yeah, there's a theory going around.
Oh, I mean, it's a good theory. I mean, why doesn't he do it? I mean, we saw pre-rendered footage of him going up the butt, and it looked flawless to me. Like, why does Captain America look skinny there, too?
Yeah.
Like, he looks malnourished, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. It also makes me think it's in the future.
Yeah, red hair.
Yeah, man. And look how old Tony looks. I'm telling you, dude, my prophecy is correct, and everyone is going to have to lick these doodle dangs down here okay. when my prophecy comes true.
I feel like I need to hone you in on what your prophecy is.
I went in depth like 3 months ago.
I'm going to need you to give me like a fucking bullet point list.
You need me to recap it again? I'm going to recap it for you.
Recap it and then clip this shit. Okay. This is your official. No more changing it from here on out.
I'm allowed.
This is
hey,
it.
I'm allowed to make small changes to the details.
No.
I cannot change the bullet points.
No, because then you're not Nostradamus. You just learn new things.
No, I can. Yeah. I'm not going to change the bullet point events, but I can change
okay.
small details.
Don't give me anything that you may change. Give me the things that you are certain of.
Okay, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Beginning of the movie. All right. Is Tony and Nebula in space?
All right.
It's them getting home.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet points. They arrive back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Death toll catastrophic. Everyone's pooping their pants.
Okay.
Okay.
And so this is immediately after the snap. How long after the snap?
I think
days,
it's,
weeks?
I think it's days.
Okay.
Not that long.
Okay, they get back. All right.
All right.
Then he retires.
But that's a detail that I could change.
Okay.
You drilled me for that information. I wasn't ready to commit.
I got you.
Okay?
I just wanted to know, okay, so it's within the same year?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that same year?
Yeah, I think it's very close.
Okay.
It's however long it takes for a spaceship to go from where he is to Earth.
Gotcha.
I don't know how long that is.
Gotcha.
And then he shows up, okay? That's what title card happens right around that arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He retires. Iron Man says, we got beat. There ain't nothing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't there, man. You don't know what he's capable of, man. Okay? Type of speech.
They were there.
They weren't there. All that for a drop of blood. You know? Like
they weren't
there.
There when he got stabbed.
They
okay.
weren't there.
Anywho, continue.
Okay? They weren't holding Spider-Man in their arms! Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there. So... he retires. Says, I'm done. I'm going to go live with Pepper, enjoy what life we have. Okay? Avengers failed. Also, it's really awkward between him and Cap, so, you know, I'm just gonna get out of there. Then, with Captain Marvel in tow, they all go to fight Thanos and whoop his butt.
Very shortly after the snap.
Yeah, this is all in order.
Okay.
Okay? So they all go to get him, except for Iron Man. He's not there. He retired. Okay?
And okay, you didn't even mention when Captain Marvel shows up.
Captain Marvel's just there. We already saw her show up. We saw that at the end of Captain
scene
Marvel.
From Endgame.
Okay, well then, do I need the precise order?
Yeah.
I'm not going to predict a scene by scene screenplay.
That's
you said
what
bullet
you
points.
You said you could do Nostradamus.
I did not. I said bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel's already there. She might be there when Tony arrives. For all I know, I don't care. She's there. She's there like
main ball there. Points. Go.
They all go get Thanos. He whoops their butts.
Okay.
All right. They come back.
Do they die? Do some of them die?
I don't think anyone dies at that
retreat?
Point. Like,
I don't think the Avengers retreat.
I think he might run away.
Like he Thanos
might,
way?
Yeah, he might just smack him around so bad, you know.
Okay.
And he just like, bye. You know, what's he going to do, hang around, kill them all? You know? Because they kind of established in the first movie that he doesn't want to kill them. Like, he doesn't really care about killing needlessly. Because if he wanted to kill them, he could have killed them.
He should have.
He could have, easily. But he didn't, okay? So I don't think he's going to kill him. Menace, you shut your lips. You're going to be licking the doodads. All right? You're going to be licking them. All right? So they get beat, and then they all just mope. Okay? Cut. Okay. This is when Ant-Man comes in. He's in the quantum realm. He's
so
trying.
Like time jump then.
Well, no. Technically, it's a time jump backwards. It's at the exact moment of the snap. End credit scene of Ant-Man.
Okay.
All right? He tries to get out of the quantum realm, and he ends up
just poke it, poke
right. He's poking. I don't know how the quantum realm works.
It's like, just mean to squeeze.
He massages some pin particles.
It's fucking Jim Carrey out of that rhino's butt.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ant Man crawling out of the pin particle rhino. That's what it is. Okay. He arrives instead of 2019. He's in 2024.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ish. That's not a detail I'm willing to commit to, but it's a significant point in the future.
Gotcha.
Okay. He, because he's already on the West Coast, drives to Tony's house in Malibu and says, Iron Man, what happened? Mm-hmm. Okay? That I am going to stick by. I think he's actually going to look at Iron Man and say, what happened? WHAHAPPEN.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Okay? And he's met Tony. Please, Menace, get your doodads.
Civil War, bro. Civil War.
Doodads. Okay? Also, Tony knows everybody and everything.
Also, yeah, Pym knows Tony.
Yes. Tony knows everybody and everything. He knew Spider-Man's secret identity from YouTube videos. I think he knows who Ant-Man is, because even if he didn't have contact with him after the fight, which he did, he would still know who he was because he would research it.
Yeah,
there's this thing that's called Google. All right, I don't know if you knew this, but at one point, Ant-Man was giant in the San Francisco Bay. Probably would have been on BuzzFeed at some point. Tony may have seen that. All right? Get your tongue ready. The doodads are coming. All right? Where was I at before he started hitting me with his fake news campaign?
He went to Tony's house.
That's it.
And then they time
travel. Tony figures out that time travel's possible, and then he develops quantum suits, okay? Gonna have a montage, something like that, okay? And he develops quantum suits. He figures out time travel. And then I think, okay, here's what I will say in my Nostradamus prophecy. I'm not sure about this next part. He will either go in the present day, 2023, to Avengers headquarters, or, and I think this, based off this footage I just saw, I think this is more likely, he will then go back in time to his arrival, and he will say, we can beat Thanos if we replicate the stones using time travel. Okay? I think that's more likely because, one...
That's right. You're replicating the stone.
That's right. That's my whole theory.
Okay.
Because we have the technology, because Shuri did it with the Mind Stone in Vision's head. Even though Shuri's dead,
sure,
Tony could figure it out. Okay? Because there's that little banner in Iron Infinity War where she's like, why didn't you just arrange the molecules about fire and oxygen in space? You know? And Banner's like, we didn't think of it. So he knows... Okay? He knows how to do it. What you typing?
I'm just making a note of the show. And when you say this, so I can come back and laugh.
I've already... or lick the doodads, okay? I'm gonna make a doodad cam. It's gonna be a mosaic, and you're gonna be licking the doodads, dude. Don't you worry. If I'm right, I'm gonna splice all of this into our review show on Sunday, and I will play the clips of me being right, and then you will lick the doodad for each plot point. Okay, don't worry. It's going to happen.
All right.
So, I think what they're going to do is, using the quantum technology, they're going to split. I think Thor, Captain Marvel, the Raccoon, possibly Banner, because they're friends. Okay? They go off on a mission, and then I think Captain America, Black Widow, Rhodey, and some other people, because like Hawkeye, they go off on another mission, and then it's Iron Man, Ant-Man, and whoever's left out of the cast.
Nebula.
Nebula. They go on one mission. Okay, and they kind of split up. I think Thor and them are going to get the Asgardians together and go for the stones that he knows about. The space ones, like the one from Nova Corps, the Reality Stone with the Collector. I think he's going to go for those and get some Asgardians, some army, that stuff together. Okay? I think Tony's going to do Battle of New York. And I think the other ones are going to do the other ones in space, like they're on Earth. So I don't remember which ones they are. I think Tony will do the two that Loki has, and then the other ones will do the one that's left.
Because all the Guardians are gone minus Rocket,
yes,
right?
There are no Guardians left. That's why I think Thor has to do the space mission. So him, so Thor and Marvel make the most sense to go to space.
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking of, yeah, it's got to be Nebula then, who knows about the Soul Stone.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? So, they're going off on these missions. They're going to copy it. And the reason I think they're going to copy it is because they don't want to affect the timeline. So if they just stole it out of Loki's staff, everything could change because the entire plot of the next three phases of the MCU are different. So they have to replicate it. They can't remove it. And I know the chat's all like, replicate!
Dude, no,
that doesn't make no sense! Do dads!
Change
okay?
Change it up. That's how they introduce the X-Men.
That could be. People have theorized
Fantastic
that.
Four.
That people have theorized that. I'm going to stick by what I got.
All right.
Okay? I think they're going to make a copy somehow.
All right. Is this the end of the list? Because I'd like to get to like another topic before the show at the
Dude,
end of the
we'll
show.
We'll just keep doing the show. Who cares?
Okay.
Okay? But yeah, I think that is pretty much the end of the list. Well, but anyway, they get all the stones and put it in a gauntlet. And Thor punches Thanos. Ant-Man goes up his ass and he explodes. Okay? End of movie. That's how it is. All right?
All right, man. I'm glad we got it on the record to where I was actually paying attention, and now I could reference it.
Well, I'm fairly certain of the plot up till that point. Now, the third act, I honestly have no idea, but that's your first and second acts.
Okay.
Okay? And when that happens, doodads. And Colby knows my doodads are long. What are you doing to me?
Just touch.
I don't want to touch
it. It's not hot. Just touch it.
That's hot!
It's not hot. Does it feel like it's leaking? Does it feel like greasy? My fingers feel greasy. No?
Yeah, this finger's greasier than this one, yeah.
Is it leaking?
I mean, it smells. But I don't know if it usually smells.
I don't know, man. I'm going to throw this thing through a fucking window. All right. Get out of this.
Okay. Okay, all right.
What is this?
Okay, so this is a Avengers poster where they gave everybody Hawkeye's haircut.
Except Captain Marvel.
Yeah, she's got a big one, yeah.
Because she already has a mohawk?
Yeah, that would be my guess. I mean, look at Rocket Raccoon, dude.
Dude, honest to God, ScarJo looks a little hot.
I mean, so does Iron Man.
No.
I honestly can't know if you did or not, Acid Cat. But I can give you credit if you want. Oh, he's bald, so he also has hair.
Mm.
But yeah, anyway, okay. So there's that one.
Okay.
You want to watch the Lion King trailer?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Have you seen this?
I have.
Okay. I'm very disappointed in it.
Really?
Yeah. Can I just play the best part?
Sure.
Okay, that's all you need to know, right? Buying tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it looks so bad. It, like, hurts my childhood.
Really?
To see... Because I'm... It's just so different.
What about this scene right here, dude?
Like, that gave me chills.
This one right here. Like, that's the montage from the animated movie when he grows up, dude.
Why do I gotta see the warthog's anus? You know what I'm saying? Like, they make these animals anatomically correct. They're gonna have an anus. That wasn't in the animated version. I don't need to see that. That whole, like, Simba Nala, like, love look when they're drinking the water. That looks nothing like a love look with these CGI abominations.
Abominations!
Abominations, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, you know the Jungle Book, the one by Jon Favreau.
This is by Jon Favreau.
Right.
Same
right,
thing,
right.
Yes.
And then did you see Mogwai by Andy
Serkis? I did not. I heard it was really dark.
his, he tried to make the animals look like they had human faces-ish, so like kind of bigger eyes.
The circus
mouths.
One.
Right.
Okay.
And then the Jungle Book, Jon Favreau, was very animal realistic.
Same with this, yes.
Right. So there, you can't express the same emotions with an actual animal face.
Well, you got the anus to throw in there now, man.
I don't need it.
I agree with you, Basil Brady. He says, I don't think it'll be different. I know people want this movie
it will
the exact
be,
I think so.
It'll be cringy.
I don't think so. Like, Beauty and the Beast was good.
Scar looked pretty good. I'll give it that. And that's that Chalalik Tumbe man, right?
Let's go with that, yes. Well, a Geophore, yes.
Everything you see.
Also, Mufasa sounds old, by the way.
I was going to say, is that? Yeah. That's James
him.
Earl Jones.
Yes, it is.
He sounds like the guy who does the Allstate commercials. No. The guy who does the Army commercials.
Life's not fair.
All right, we're just watching it now, okay?
Is it, my little friend? While some are
as
born
we draw
to
frames.
Feast, others spend their lives in the dark.
Like, that just looks weird, man!
I think it looks great.
They look great when they're not talking.
For scraps.
Like, that's a great-looking lion.
That's when a real lion, right?
When they talk, I can't do it.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
He does. He sounds old. He still sounds great. He's just old.
Run away, Simba. And never return.
Like, that's just two lions looking at each other. There's no emotion. It's just two lions looking at each other.
It's a lion emotion, dude.
No. I have to see it. I'm not going to get it unless I see actual emotion on the faces.
What if there is, you just can't? Dude, that looks so good, dude.
No.
It does. Okay, here, honestly, Menace is like, can't you hear the song playing? One of my biggest complaints with Jon Favreau's Jungle Book is that they removed most of the songs.
Yeah, I bet you
I'm curious, but Beauty and the Beast live action had the songs. I wonder if they'll keep them, because we've heard is Hans Zimmer's score. We haven't, that was the first time we've heard anything Hakuna Matata related. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they get rid of some of the original songs. Like, it might be weird to see them doing I Can't Wait to Be King, or, you know.
Yeah. Oh, they're definitely going to sing. That's why
you
they
think?
Got Beyonce.
You think? Because she doesn't have any songs?
That's a great point. I think she does, doesn't she?
What if
she?
Donald Glover turned everything into a rap?
No, because he can sing, too.
This is the Savannah.
That's so dumb. They will definitely do it. Billy Eichner can sing. I don't know about fucking Seth Rogen, but I don't know about John Oliver either. If he sings, oh God, what does he sing, man?
Straight out of Pride Rock, bro. What? I don't even know what you're thinking about. I was laughing at my own joke.
Can you just YouTube Zazu and Scar right now?
Coconuts?
That's it.
Yeah, okay,
if
I know
he
you.
He sings
yeah.
that.
I got a lovely
shit.
Bunch of coconuts. There they are, all standing in a row.
Yep.
Bum, bum, bum. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Give him a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman says.
Does he go that far?
I've got a lovely bunch of
You're supposed
of
to do
coconuts.
The Scar part, man.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Why do you know this?
There stands me wife, the idol of my life. Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Why do you know
Sing
all this
roll
stuff,
a ball,
please?
A ball, a penny, a pitch.
Why do you know all this?
Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch. A roll a ball. A roll of ball of balls.
Because usually
I bought that song. It's on my shuffle in my iTunes.
Not,
it pops up all the damn time.
I'm not judging you, man.
Oh, I fucking love that song. Britt hates it when I start because it always gets stuck in my head.
I thought we were gonna do a whole playlist, and you were gonna be the Scar Ozazu.
No.
Okay. That was better. So
you brought up my song. I wanted it.
Okay,
wanted
man. That's fine. I don't judge you. All right. Should we just save? Should we save this for? Is it this one? This one. Should we save this for Sunday?
Yeah, man.
Black hole stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we can save all that for Sunday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we can end the show here if you want.
Is that it? I see a lot of JPEGs up there.
Yeah, a lot of those are related to the black hole.
Oh.
So, what do the hyenas sing? I'm blanking. Do the hyenas have a song? The hyenas don't have a song, do they?
Oh, they definitely do. It's when they're marching.
That's
like
Scar's
Nazis
song.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Be prepared. But the hyenas don't really sing in that. It's mostly Scar.
I can't remember.
I remember.
It's been so long.
I'm a Disney aficionado, man.
It has been so long since
Watch The Lion King. That's what I would say. I mean, the old one, before you see this. Because I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Like, I think if you go in with this attitude of, I'm going to hate it, you know, then you watch the classic and then immediately go to it, I feel like you should watch the new one. Then you have a kind of, like, you're just delighted by remembering the old one as you watch the new one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I'll give it a chance.
I mean, it looks like the greatest thing ever. Which live action will just kill in box office? What do you mean?
Well, this one, Aladdin, Jafar.
Yeah, I think
Dumbo.
This one, Aladdin.
You
is
think Dumbo will do it? Pretty sure Dumbo might do it.
Well, Dumbo was released early because Dumbo had a smaller audience.
That's because it's a really dumb movie.
I hate Tim Burton.
I hate Dumbo.
I don't mind Dumbo. Dude, Danny DeVito's in that movie.
I hate Dumbo.
Come on, Danny DeVito, bro.
No.
Danny DeVito.
That poor guy.
I want to be pure.
And he's just laying naked in his thing of Purell. Remember that? Okay, Danny DeVito. All right?
That Danny DeVito is not in.
He might be. Dumbo. You don't know that for sure. Live action Pinocchio is coming. I don't think Disney's going to do ones like Pinocchio because those are...
Dude, they're if they released a fucking live action Hercules...
That'd be great, dude.
The fucking
put Danny
Titans,
DeVito
man,
back in it.
The Titans...
What will you do to Zeus? Blow him away!
Away!
Away! Like, why not?
They knew what the fuck they were doing. Yeah, there was a pause in between blow him and away.
Yeah. So, you know. But I think, there was the rumor mill today, the Disney rumor mill. All right, this part of me doesn't come out very often on the show because Colby doesn't care. But, the Disney rumor mill is afoot right now because... Our God, Alan Menken, writer of all of these songs, and the man behind Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda,
mm-hmm.
just posted a picture on Instagram with lyrics to The Little Mermaid. And if Lin-Manuel Miranda gets together with Alan Menken and writes some Little Mermaids, dude.
I could see
live
that
action
live
Little
action,
Mermaid,
yeah.
Full tits out. Sebastian full nudity.
That was not where I expected that to go. Not at all. Little Mermaid was not my favorite.
Mermaid has great music.
Dude, Hercules great, though, man.
Some of those older... Oh, my God, Ballin' Hobo. He's not going to do any extra work.
Oh, my God, Ballin'. Are you reiterating your tire thing?
Well, she knows that Britt's the man in the relationship, so he's...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And she's not coming, so that's going to be sad.
Okay, well, then I stand by it, Ballin' Hobo. He won't do anything. The man could literally look at him and be like, see, you're wearing jeggings today. That's actually $2,000 extra. And Colby would be like, all right, just give me my car, please. You wouldn't?
No.
I bet you would.
No.
I bet you would.
I'd take my business elsewhere. I can wait.
No, you can't.
I can, too.
Anyway, those
I do have a gigantic, basically full-length crack in my windshield right now, so it would be great to get a new car that doesn't have that, but...
Oh, my God, dude. But anyway...
Test drive, babe. You're going to be working.
What I was saying was those old Disney movies are really better because their songs are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yes.
Pocahontas.
Correct.
A Little Mermaid. Like, even Beauty
and
the Beast.
Nostalgia, yes.
Yeah,
nostalgia,
I mean, it's mostly like... It's the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think but Lion King, I think, could be good without the songs. Because it's Hamlet, kind of a classic tale, so. I'm not saying they should remove the songs. What I'm saying is it doesn't need to be a full-blown musical like Beauty and the Beast. Like, if you took the songs out of Beauty and the Beast, that movie doesn't exist. You could take some of the songs, like Be Prepared, out of The Lion King,
probably,
and it would still work.
To avoid the Nazi imagery again.
They did do a lot of Nazi imagery.
Then again, I would love to see those realistic hyenas do this fucking dance.
They literally did the Hitler salute.
Yeah, no, they really did.
Yeah.
Pocahontas of 2019 now? I would love Pocahontas. Pocahontas has some of my favorite music, dude. Just the Round a River Band is my jam, dude.
Yeah, I could skip that.
Oh, you could skip my butt. You know, here, fun. Well, let's wrap up the show. Disney fun fact for you. Pocahontas was actually in production at the exact same time that Beauty and the Beast was in production.
Who plays John Smith?
Mel Gibson.
That's right.
Yes. And the Disney A-Team actually worked on Pocahontas, and Disney put most of the budget behind that movie because they thought Beauty and the Beast was going to flop.
Hmm.
Look at that. There you go. How'd that work out? You know how it worked out? Pocahontas made money, and Beauty and the Beast made a lot of money. That's how it worked out. That's how it worked out. So, anyway, so should that be the
fucking
end of the show?
Mulan live action, man.
They're making that.
Give me that shit.
That's happening.
God.
But they say that's not going to be a musical.
Such a sweet ass. Well, yeah. I mean, there's not. It's more action anyway.
Well. Yeah,
it's more action
that to
and
me,
Eddie Murphy going ham.
That
on that,
that to me
show.
Is kind of like The Lion King. A couple key songs.
Mulan is definitely Disney.
Yeah. Yes. It's a Disney movie. Like they say that they're changing it.
The fuck's Menace talking about?
I don't know, dude. He's
no. I want to see.
He's probably 18
blunts in. Goddamn avalanche battle,
dude. You,
that shit's badass.
You will. You'll see that. You will.
It better be, like, anime looking, because the shit...
It's going to be realistic.
Well, yeah, but, like, visuals taken from anime.
Okay.
Because it's kind
of
anime.
You want, like, streaks running down the side of the video?
Yes. Like, who's it on?
You know, like, you want all that happen? I'm with it. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Okay, let's play the stupid intro or ending song so we can get out of here, okay?
Yeah,
and by get out of here, I mean come back with a video game. So tonight is Thursday.
What am I playing?
Tonight, Colby is playing The Sims.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's less exciting.
Next week, I'm going to let you pick.
Oh. It has been a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
What should I pick?
Whatever you want.
I don't know what I want.
Do you
want
to put a poll up instead?
Yeah. I don't know what I want. No games I want. I'm going to play Red Dead again.
Oh my god. Well, anyways, guys, if you're listening on audio or you're just here for the show, thanks for watching, listening. Appreciate it. We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time for more fun, more shenanigans, 2 hours of black hole discussion. Probably more Avenger stuff. That'd be cool. I don't know how you'd do that.
I have Guitar Hero for the PlayStation 4.
It'd work. Could hook it up, man.
I got the guitars, I think, so.
I play with you.
Pretty sure I do.
Do that.
I'll double check.
And if you're watching live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes with The Sims 4 Colby Plays Games, chosen by you, chat. So if you don't like it and you don't watch, you're going to get burned with fire.
I take it back. Not a Guitar Hero.
Okay.
They changed it, man. Do you know they changed it?
No. Do I need to turn the music off?
Yeah. So instead of the five buttons.
Okay.
Maybe six?
It was six.
Six buttons?
No, it was five. Yeah, because it was your four fingers and then a whoop.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Five.
So instead of five buttons now, there's six.
Okay.
There's three and then three.
Oh, that's right.
So you gotta move. It's harder. And I don't like it. I could kill some shit on the old school Guitar Hero. This new one, I'm bad.
I mean, if you're bored this week, go find it.
Maybe.
I've got a PS3. I've got a Wii. I've got a Wii U. I've got a GameCube.
Maybe.
I've got an Xbox 360, an Xbox One. I've everything.
There's no way I can rent the controller, right?
The controller is going to be the hard part. You're going to have to go to, like, Vintage Stock and look.
Oh, I'm sure they have something.
I'm sure they have something.
Anywho. Okay, music back on.
Okay. And so,
right, we'll
if you're watching live on Twitch, we'll be back in a couple minutes. All the stuff's at thecolby.com. Of course, all the merch is there. All the links to the social media. All the links to the podcast on Google, iTunes, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Go check those out. We love you for being here. Thank you very much. Stick around. Watch us play video games. and Colby will torture some Sibs for your enjoyment. Yeah. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.